You could almost think of the principal at a school in Wilmington, Delaware, as having a side hustle, cutting hair. It's not truly a side hustle, though, since Terrence Newton is not doing this for the money. He's doing it for the kids. About 15 years ago, he says, when he was a teacher, he had trouble connecting with a kid in class.
I had a student who needed a haircut. Other students were making fun of him. Parents couldn't afford to get his haircut. So he kind of shut down.
He needed a way to get in this kid's head, and so he started with his hair.
I just had a little experience from cutting hair, like cutting my little brother's hair. So I brought my clippers in one day, had him in my classroom, gave him a haircut. You had to see the biggest smile on his face when he came to school the next day. And so his interaction levels was totally different.
That experience stayed with Newton when he became principal at Warner High School about a year ago. He noticed that a lot of kids seemed disconnected and had low confidence.
Last year, we had 192 suspensions, and out of the 192, I looked at the data. It was like pretty much all our male students.
Mostly from low-income families.
And I noticed that they didn't have haircuts.
So Principal Newton started a makeshift barber shop at the school.
A friend of mine had a barber chair, and she donated a barber chair to me, and just started fixing up a little room. I put a TV in there, and I bring them together. I cut their hair, and we'd talk. And I mean, just kind of built that bond, built their relationship, kind of using that time to tell them my expectations, just using that time to collaborate.
That barbershop was a hit.
The word was out, Mr. Newton could cut hair. Oh, my God, he can cut hair. And when the kids seen it, oh, that's a good job. That's a good job. So I was able to use that to kind of connect with kids.
Principal Newton says he's not done yet. His goal for next year is blazers and ties.